You're now listening to the Sports Roundtable. Overlooking Atlantic Station, we just regular guys. Keep the dream alive because it can happen.
Just remember, come Saturday, you watching Lil Wayne on College Football Field. You know what God said, right? Just started, I finished.
Quarterback position is the only position on their team where there's not a playmaker. All he did was raise his hands up last year after he scored and gave the money sign. It makes no sense.
You're now listening to the Sports Roundtable.
What up, what up, what up? It's the SRT crew live from the penthouse, 300 floor overlooking Atlantic Station. Episode 26 about to be in the books. Got the crew in the penthouse with me tonight. And it's hot in here tonight already. So all I got to say, stay tuned. To my immediate right, we got Mr. D. Will in the building. What's up, D. Will?
Yes, sir. What's happening?
And we got, of course, the savior of sports superhero, Mr. Hancock. What up?
What's up, man? I might just save a bunch of things tonight, baby. it's hot up in here.
Woo, boy, that pre-show
was...
Pre-show was on the hook.
It's deep, baby.
And we got all the way from Chi-Town, the jewel, the diamond, Miss Tiffany. What's happening?
What up, big hoe? The jewel of sports is in the building.
And of course, new project coming up in June, baby. Got my main man, Slick Money.
What's up, big hoe? What's happening?
You don't sound too happy. What's happening?
The production meeting didn't go too well.
Sound like the girls got it.
Yeah, the girls ain't getting nothing. I'm just ready to move on.
Slick Money is hot in here tonight, man.
Yeah, I'm just disappointed right now. That's all.
Hey, do we need to say a pre-show prayer?
Yeah, I believe so, Hancock.
We might need to join hands and sing a little Kumbaya tonight, man.
Yeah, we might as well.
Woosah, woosah.
You know, you can never get too old to learn something.
Right.
I learned a lot tonight, too.
You sure did.
In a production meeting.
Yes, you did. You got schooled a little bit on how us younger generation think.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got schooled a little bit.
Well, okay. I was in that position a long time ago, and I tell you, these two guys over here, this is why I'm in the position I'm in, thanks to their help. So I'm appreciative of old school stuff, and I appreciate you taking me out of Charles Disco. So it's all good, but I do want to go ahead and give a shout out to my main man, Lewis, from the Guitar Center. I just want to make sure I shout him
What's
out
up,
first,
Lewis? What's
man,
up, Lewis?
Because he's saving me money.
Yeah, he's a good man.
Yeah,
money. Yeah, why don't we hire him? He'd be on the show.
Well, he works pretty long hours, and he makes sure. I mean, I went the other day and got my cords and all that. He said, man, that's all you need right here. Just boop, 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 and I'm good.
So, Lewis, thank you, man. Appreciate
so
it.
So, Lewis, we go give a shout
stop out. By there and tell Lewis come by the show. We'd like to see him.
Actually, I'm going to take him a gift card or something. We got to do something for him from the SRT crew.
That's what's up.
He said he go listen. Listen, I went in and let him listen to it on the phone. He said, man, y'all got sound
hey,
good.
Harv's, I got something better.
You going to make him a CD?
No, I thought something a little bit better.
Okay.
When you go to Guitar Center, tell him about Tiffany. Tell him.
I think he's married, though.
Oh, is he married?
Yeah, he's married.
I don't really think that matters.
Yeah, he can still know.
Yeah, he's absolutely.
He matters to me.
What matters to you?
I don't talk to married dudes.
Really?
I have. Yeah.
Well, I'm not signing off on talking to married dudes. You ain't talking to nobody. Single up married. Talk to somebody.
Dun, 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 dun.
We family. I should know what's going on with my sister.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
So do we need to skip the sports and go straight to the Slick Money Mind and go and do this thing?
Hey, if
right?
You want
to
do it, what's up?
Nah, we got to give our loyal listeners what they came to.
Okay, I understand it hard, but give them a short version of what happened because my whole demeanor has changed since we had this conversation.
All right, let me give another shout out to Miss Green and
what's up, Miss Green?
and Mr. Green.
Mr. Green was
down in Hinesville, Georgia.
Great city.
Been married over 40 years.
That's what's up.
Word.
40 years. Friend of mine going down there to see him this weekend. Sweet T. She going down there.
Sweet T, what's up, girl?
She going down there and see her parents. So.
I hope she got a lot of sugar in that sweet tea. sticky
over 40 years of marriage, man.
That's amazing. I need to get him a gift.
I wonder, did either one of them work at Walmart?
Damn. Oh,
that's funny.
So I just wanted to make sure I shout them out before we start. Let me go ahead and give a quick rundown of what's going on the show today. We got news and notes, of course. We got the roundtable discussion. And we go talk about the NBA awards. We're going to give out our mid-season NBA awards tonight. Of course, the Jewel of Sports bringing the word on the street, as she always does. And we're going into the Minor Slick Money, and that's going to be interesting. And last but not least, we have another segment called I Remember When. So that's going to probably tell our age as we go back and remember when we did something or we liked something or something of that nature. So, but I want to give a shout out to my stepbrother and all the people who rocked with me this weekend, birthday weekend. It was a bittersweet weekend because the day after is the anniversary of my godmother's passing, Miss Brenda Clay.
Miss Clay.
What's up, Miss Clay?
You know, I call her BC. That's who I shout out every time I end the show. And we had a conversation. I went to the grave site. It was a tough situation for me. But, you know, just like anything, I'm strong with it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I stood strong, and we had a conversation, and she wanted me to tell the SRT crew, what's up?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
Y'all don't know her, Tiffany and D-Will, but she know who you guys are.
Amen. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
She said she kind of helped make that thing happen because she knew I was looking for some help.
There you go.
Amen. Shout out to BC, man. So wanted to go ahead and get that out of the way. So now, the pre-show meeting got started a little bit. We talked about Walmart. We talked about I can't date him because he work at Walmart. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to date him if he in lane 6 ringing my string beans and butter beans up. Ain't no way. I need me somebody that's going to educate me and stimulate my mind. But we'll get back into that later on in this show.
There's a lot of brothers out there right now like, damn.
And that's exactly what I'm trying to say right there. God might want you to have that boy at Walmart at lane 7.
What can he do for me?
Really? He can love you unconditional.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you just think.
You know how D-Will loved his dog?
You saying that.
And
like,
you know how a dog loved his owner?
You saying that. Just
there's
like
people out there can
is.
Love you the same way.
You saying that like that's all it is. Like, I just need somebody just to love me unconditionally. Like, that's all I need is
somebody. You already got a good job.
I'm not saying I need. That's not what I'm saying.
What are you saying?
All. Like, I'm just saying. My point with saying all of that I said in the pre-production meeting.
Yes.
Was the fact that I need somebody. I'm attracted to people that can stimulate me mentally. That's how you get me. If you can stimulate my mind with conversation, if you can stimulate my mind by some intelligence that you have, by teaching me something new that I don't know, you got me.
So there's no intelligent dude flipping her.
My thing is, an intelligent dude would have a different mentality to not be working there and to be doing something else. Okay, that's my point.
I dig that.
The dudes that I talk to with that mentality, their mental, if they need to make some money and get a money hustle, it will not be at the Walmart cashier. I'm sorry. And you taking offense like you working at Walmart.
Well, but I can feel a guy at Walmart attracted to you when you come there shopping.
And I can understand that. And he probably be attracted to me and the other 500
women. We're not talking about the other 500. We're talking about you.
Okay, we're talking about
me. So I'm saying, if I'm down there tossing tomatoes, trying to get it in right order, and you walk by, mm-hmm. and I drop 4.
Right.
It's a reason why I dropped them 4.
And I'm going to say, oh, you need me to help you pick them up?
Absolutely, I need you to help me pick them up.
Okay, and I'm
But what I'm
you.
Saying to you is that, what's your number?
And I'm going to say, I got a
Oh,
man.
It's because I work here? So you just lied?
I want to say, what other job do you have?
Really?
Do you have 2 jobs? If you got 2 jobs, you can get my number.
Really?
Really.
So now it's materialistic? Because
it's not about materialistic. I'm telling you, it's just about the type of mentality that you have. The type of mentality that a person has that work at Walmart is not the type of mentality of the person that I want to date.
That work at IBM or executive at Coke.
You don't have to even be an executive. Like I said, I would date a dude that works in a factory or a warehouse. Like, it's just the type of mentality that you have. The type of mentality that a person that has that works in Walmart is not the same mentality that a person that went and got a warehouse job has. It's not the same mentality.
All right, we're going to move on. We're going to catch back up later on.
Yeah, please do. Okay.
We got to get to the news and notes.
Yes, news and notes. Let's make it happen.
News and notes, of course. Jason Collins, and I'm pretty sure Tiffany got this in her Word of the Street, became the first openly gay player to play in a professional game out of the four major sports. I don't really have anything to say about it because I'm really tired of talking about it, and I'm pretty sure you guys are too.
Him and his brother together couldn't even make one good player.
Right, and he's not that good.
And that's why I don't understand why they signed him to a 10-day contract. Like, he's not all that, so why sign him?
Easy. It was to be the first. They knew Michael Sam was coming out, and the NBA wanted to be the first.
That makes sense.
Yeah, okay. Well, what else we got? Raymond Felton gets arrested in Gotham City.
Prison.
His wife is the one that turned him in, though.
Yeah, I'm sure you got this on your thing.
Well, yeah, we can talk about it. Yeah. I've been going to Hulk.
Yeah, I heard the third charge, which would have given him 3 years automatic, they didn't charge him with that.
No, they
didn't. No, they did not charge him with that.
Well, that's because he got money.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
But in the state of New York, you just can't carry a gun, period, right?
Period.
Right.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
What?
But shoot, it didn't hurt his career or nothing. He was playing on the court the next night, so it's not like anything really happened.
He didn't get caught with it. That's the thing.
But he's going to court, though. Trust me when I tell you that.
Oh, he's going to jail.
It's time to make an example of rich black people.
Well, yeah. Plaxico and Lil Wayne got caught in New York.
Yeah, Plaxico shot himself. So.
Yeah, so they're not playing in Gotham City. They better find a cave with Batman because
his lawyer's going to do some manipulating in this case. His wife.
If Plax couldn't get out,
but his wife, he didn't get caught with the gun. His wife turned him in to the police.
Yeah, so the lawyer.
He can say that's not my gun. He can say she went and bought that gun and said it was mine.
True.
It's a lot of loopholes in that. He gonna get out of that, man.
All right, trade deadline gone and went. Really, no big moves other than Indiana traded Granger. And my question is, are you surprised?
Indiana change trade who?
Danny Granger.
They traded him to the
76ers. 76ers for Evan Turner.
Yeah, but I have that in my Word on the Street. They actually, he's got a buyout from the
76ers. Right, yeah, he did.
Because, he never plans to suit up for them.
Right.
But I think that it was a good move that they traded him because he hasn't played, like, in all-star form for a good year and a half. So, I mean, he really wasn't helping the team. I think his shooting percentage this year was, like, 33%. So, it wasn't like that he actually has been producing for them. So, I think the trade was a good move for the organization's part because they freed up money.
Yeah, $14 million.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
$14 million.
That's two players.
Yeah, exactly. That's a lot of money.
That's what we talked about earlier. You remember, the $14 million. They can split that $2 million and do something with Stevenson and Turner. They both young. Yep. The combines. Clowner ran his 40 in what, 4.53, 4.8?
Officially 4.53.
4.53, like blazing.
Yeah, he was
faster than every quarterback. Starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Faster than the running backs.
He beat out running backs.
Man, that dude's crazy.
But now, this is the thing. I'm still hearing work ethic issues.
But they're saying now that with his combine performance, even though he didn't perform in every event that he could have, they're saying that just the stuff that he did do, like, he could go number one.
Yeah, he's up for number one.
But what football player at the combine participates in every drill?
There's a lot of them that did.
The ones that need to.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what my point was. Right. What top-ranked player is participating in drill? What top-ranked quarterback has ever thrown at the combine?
None, I don't think.
Thank you.
Not the ones that
Exactly.
Yeah. They
the ones that they're questions out. About are the ones that you see out there trying to prove themselves.
Yep.
But your boy AJ McCarron, he was throwing.
Yeah, he
got something.
He
and the
guy from Central Florida, they had things to prove.
Yeah. They're not surefire top pick shit. So
the guy was so at this point, is Clowney far and away the number one pick now?
I think he's the number one prospect.
He's the number one prospect, but the Texans have the number one pick. I mean, I don't know if they're going for defense because, I mean, they already got J.J. Watt, really.
If they put it, it'll
be a beast of a pass rush for real. Yeah. But I think they looking more so for offense. But if they take him, that'd be one.
Hey, they draft Clowney.
That defense will be sick.
I know. I'm on record. I'm on record saying I think they should take Johnny Manziel. And I still do.
I agree with that.
But if they take Clowney, I don't care who they put at quarterback.
Yeah, I just think the financial side of it, Johnny Football, makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you trade the pick and try to get like four picks, knowing that they combine?
It would have to be a sweet deal. I would have to be able to get picks, some players, maybe even a quarterback,
right,
of the future.
Mm-hmm.
In that package,
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be real sweet.
Get Kirk Cousins, 2 second rounds.
I'm not giving up my first round pick for Kirk Cousins. I don't care what you're giving back to it.
Oh, I agree with that, too.
I'm not giving up nothing for Kirk Cousins.
I agree with you, too, but these GMs are high on him, man.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they are just.
I'm telling you, this is Matt Schaub. This is Matt Schaub waiting
all
to
over again.
It's waiting to happen.
Well, what is Johnny Manziel then?
He's a joke. He's a wild card. We don't know.
He's a Lil Wayne of college football.
I mean, it is.
Some are saying from the combine, his combine effort, that he did well. He could still be a first rounder. But I heard some people say that he did poorly, that he could drop.
Ron Jaworski said he
it's like a third or fourth rounder.
Yeah. They wouldn't take him in first.
He just don't like him.
But that was there are so many different people that said so many different things. We heard today. SportsCenter did like a collage of all the people that said where he would go, you know, how good is he. It was like 7-8 different people that commented on it. And when they got through, you still didn't know which way the wind was blowing because there's no real, you know, there's no real answer right now.
Yeah, so we go talk about the winners and losers for the combine. I think I have a list. I think somebody from Georgia Southern stood out. Actually,
the kid from TCU, Stan Verrett's nephew. Actually, I believe.
Yeah, but we go. Let's say that because I think we got something to talk about. All right, we're gonna jump to. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and jump into that now. Since we are in the roundtable discussion segment, kid from Georgia Southern, they beat Florida this year. The running back,
mm-hmm.
I want to say his name is Pinkston or something. Pink, and he ran like a 4.3. They call him the
he ran a 4.3 40.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Maurice Jones-Drew 2.0. Let me pull it up real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, it was some speedy guys out there that showed some things. You got Dre Archer from the Kent State ran like 4.26.
Really?
Yeah, he bust. He was
That's
he
a
was
receiver?
Right. No, he was a running back slash receiver, one of those people like that.
His name is Jarek.
4.26. Jarek right behind your boy Johnson.
Yeah. Chris Johnson. He almost broke his record.
Almost got his record.
Wow.
He ran 4.26.
Yeah.
Flying.
So Jarek McKinney, they're saying he's only 5'8", but he's like 209. That's the kid from Georgia Southern and Dre Archer.
Dre Archer
is from Kent State. Mm-hmm. Then you got the receiver from Clemson, Martavis Bryant.
Yeah.
Another speedster, 4.42.
The one that impressed me that I think is going to be a sleeper is the kid out of Oregon State. Wide receiver, can't think of his name right now. Cooks,
yeah.
He ran in the 4.3s.
Yeah.
And they showed him in the drills. I mean, change of direction, hands. He's just sudden. I mean, like, he shows up real quick.
What about the kid, the cornerback, Justin Gilbert from Oklahoma State?
Big name out of the Big 12. They throw it. So that's the thing about that conference. If I'm going to go get DBs and stuff, that's the conference. That and the Pac-10 of teams that I'm looking for DBs.
Yeah, he ran on the cream of the crop out of the Big 12. They ran 4.3.
Yeah.
4.37. That's pretty fast. He's 6 feet, and they got a safety out of Western Carolina, Jonathan Dooling, another speedster, and he's impressive as well.
Mm-hmm.
D-Will, what's your boy, your boy out of Auburn, the Blazed on him?
Greg Robinson?
Yeah.
That's a beast. Like,
Did he just shore up?
He kind of closed the gap on that Matthews.
Yeah, oh, well, I think he actually took a step ahead of Matthews. I think he's prospect wise, he's a better pro because he's still raw.
Yeah, he's still raw, and like, I think you can teach that. Yeah.
Well, Matthews has that name, you know what that's about.
But I'm saying Greg Robinson ran a what, a 4.5?
I mean, he's
4.640 at 300 pounds.
Right, and I understand that, and that's impressive. But if I don't want my offensive lineman having to go there,
but check this out on them screen plays when you need them to get upfield,
you need to get them upfield. Yeah, certain things. You're right.
Yeah, especially
you're right.
For an offensive tackle.
Right, right. That's true.
That's good. So so my thing is now, I guess we would. In about a couple of weeks after everything calms down, we'll probably go over the mock drafts. Mm-hmm. I think now is a good time to kind of scan over that and to see exactly where everybody would go. And we'll probably take next week to see what we would do if we were certain teams and what's the strengths and weaknesses and things of that nature. Yeah. Because I think it's big now because we at least have an idea of what we're looking at. Khalil Mack even performed. The
beast.
Yeah. He's out of
some
Buffalo.
Some people are talking about they want him over Clowney. I won't go that far.
Right.
If Clowney
would never
there,
go that far.
I mean, I think Mack is going to be a beast, though.
Yeah, he will be a beast.
I think he can play. He can play the edge. He can play in the interior, the linebacker. He can put his hand in the dirt. He's had size. He's nasty.
Yeah, so we got Barr, Khalil Mack, and then you got Clowney.
That's the one I'm not too high on.
You're not too high on Barr.
I mean, he's a converted guy out of the offense, and they moved him the last couple of years to this defensive position. Plus, he's playing the Pac-12, and I'm not real high on that.
Physicality's down.
Yeah.
How is he going to stand up?
Yeah, I'm just not real high on that. But he could surprise me. He could be a beast, but I just don't. He's not one of the top people that I'd be interested in.
Just in my opinion, a combine in a whole is just a overhyped meat market.
That's all it is.
Like you're really not giving me any information that I can really use on players. Because what was the knock on Clowney? He doesn't have a motor. He doesn't have a work ethic. But now he goes and runs a 4.5. Oh my God, he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Yeah. So it's really just opinions.
I want to see what these two big receivers. You got the kid out of Florida State and then kid out of Texas A&M, Evans.
Neither one of them gonna be as good as my boy.
Who?
Watkins.
No, they're not going to be there, but I mean, these are possession receivers that you're looking for now. I mean, they give you so much, room for error. If you throw it around in that radius, they can go get it. Now, Watkins is just playmaker.
Especially Benjamin. Yeah. Benjamin goes Benjamin to get it outside.
Man, it's a beast.
All right. I think we done did enough of that. I think we're going to jump into these NBA awards midseason. I got down coach of the year, rookie of the year, defensive player of the year, and MVP. So we'll go around to the right first. Let Slick Money cheer for a minute. So, all right, D-Will, we got rookie of the year, coach of the year, defensive player of the year, MVP, the mid-seasons NBA awards. Who you got?
Who we going with? We're going with first.
Rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year, easy. Michael Carter Williams.
Okay.
Like, it's not any other rookies besides Trey Burke that's actually making much noise in the league. So
Oladipo's been balling.
Yeah, he has been balling pretty well, but I still put him third.
Okay. Coach of the year.
On me still?
Yeah.
Oh, coach of the year. Who? And this is just because of what he's had to endure throughout the year to still keep his guys relevant. I'm gonna go with Scott Brooks. Oklahoma City. Without Russell Westbrook to put KD in that position to have him still first place.
Right.
That's doing a lot.
All right.
First place in the West.
Defensive player of the year.
Defensive player of the year. Serge Ibaka.
Okay.
For right now. He number one team in the West. He's doing his job, so I gotta give it to him.
All right. MVP.
MVP, LeBron James.
Okay.
Simple.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, simple.
All right, Mr. Hancock, what you got?
I argue when it come back around.
There you go. Rick of the year, who you got?
Rick of the year, I'm going with him. Mike Carter, MCW. With Oladipo right behind him. But right now, I go with Mike Carter.
J-Buck.
All right, who you got, Coach of the Year?
I'm going with Thibodeau, man.
Thibodeau.
I mean, he's had to do it, you know, losing Derrick Rose. They traded away his only score.
Ding.
And he just tells him, next man up. Right. You know, he's been without players. Boozer went out. Jimmy
Butler
went out. It doesn't matter. They just keep playing. They play hard every game. No matter what, they're going to play defense.
Yeah. All right, who you got defensive player of the year? Somebody from Chicago?
Well, they do it as a group. I like, you know, my man. I love my man in the middle.
Right.
But I'm going to go out west and go with the center at the Clippers, DeAndre Jordan.
Okay.
I think he's done a great job this year being that anchor in the middle for them.
Good deal. And who you got for MVP?
MVP, Jay-Z and your boy said it best, protect the throne.
Hey.
He proved the other night, you know, he put KD in his place.
Okay.
And the king, he's still the king.
Still the king.
Still the king. All right. Miss Tiffany, you're up.
All right.
Rookie of the year.
Oladipo.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought about Carter Williams, but since they both with him, I decided not to.
You contrarian.
Yes. Okay.
My coach of the year, I went with Thibodeau from Chicago because, I mean, come on now. How can you lose your best player and basically almost lose kind of like your starting five basically? And he brings in any player to fill the position and they still win games.
Okay.
And, I mean, that's a coach for you.
Homer pick.
Chi-Town at heart, yeah. My defensive player, I picked Ibaka because, I mean, just the way that OKC has been playing, I mean, defensively, I mean, he's a beast.
Right.
I mean, his nickname is Ibaka. So
right. He broke LeBron James' nose.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
everybody
right.
breaking his nose.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah. He wasn't scared to break his nose.
No, he wasn't. Yeah, he don't back away from anybody. So I'm definitely going with him.
Okay.
MVP's next.
Yep.
As much as I want to say Durant, LeBron did put him in his place the last time they played. And so I'm going to have to say LeBron until they lose the championship.
Okay. All right, Slick Money.
Rookie year is that Carter Williams kid.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Okay.
What's next?
Coach of the year.
I'm going with Mark Jackson.
All right, that's a good
Golden
one.
State Warriors, yes.
Good one.
Good pick. Defensive player of the year.
Ibaka, that's the boxer, right? Got to fight.
Yeah, he does some training, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He'll square up real
quick. We're going with Ibaka.
And who is he dating? Ain't he dating
Carrie somebody? Hilson.
Yeah,
that's right.
But they broke up.
The singer?
Yeah, they broke up though for a minute, but they may be on again, so yeah. Okay.
I'm saying, I thought she was gay.
Me too. So she
said Carrie Hilson.
She was dating Missy.
Everybody gay down.
Yeah. she was dating Missy for
I'm
a minute.
Just saying.
Really?
Yep.
Gay is the new black.
Yeah.
Gay is the new black. That's funny.
Man, we got to move on. We cannot have this conversation.
go ahead. I'm sorry.
MVP.
Oh, we ain't even talk about that. King James.
King James.
King James. Greatest ever.
Greatest ever.
Yes, absolutely.
I heard a roomie gay.
Hey, that was Hancock. LeBron, that was Hancock.
I didn't say either, LeBron. That wasn't me. That wasn't Slick Money.
Oh, my God. Y'all all the same. All right, I'm going with Rookie of the Year, Michael Carter Williams. Coach of the Year, Jeff Hornacek.
Nice.
Good pick.
Defensive Player of the Year, Ibaka, of course. And I'm going to stick with Durant for MVP.
I love that. I'm glad you stuck with
it. I mean.
Him. I want him to get it.
That does not mean that he's better than LeBron. Let's make sure that we understand.
He's having a better year.
I think I would have liked to seen them play the other night without Westbrook because they were playing so well.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like when LeBron got on the floor, Durant didn't even shoot the ball for the first 5 minutes and just deferred. Like he was just timid and intimidated. LeBron went right at it.
LeBron came up for it, let's go at it.
Yeah,
he went at him
and said, okay, here it is. I'm in your house.
Yeah, let's go.
And I'm going to take your cookies.
What is he doing?
And that's what he just dogged him.
He really did. In his own house. Yeah. Like, really?
And to me, I lost a lot for him on that game.
And I did too. And that's why I did not pick him.
And you know what his stats were? He had 28, 7, and 6. And we're downplaying
it.
Right.
But it was kind of
but it was like it was kind of like after
he needed to show up for the entire game. Yeah, like not just a certain portion.
He needed to come out and meet LeBron head on. Exactly. LeBron came right out and went right at him scoring.
Yeah, he did.
And LeBron and Durant just took it. He just took it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I'm not going to rate one game on when he went on a tear.
But your boy been turning it up.
Yeah, LeBron.
Since.
No doubt.
Since he put on that dunk contest in Arizona, and you could tell he's playing with
ever
a chip on
his shoulder. Ever since that Mount Rushmore statement.
He's put a chip on his shoulder and said,
so he deserved to be on Mount Rushmore.
Oh, he on that.
Yeah, he's on
Mount Rushmore. Agree. Did you
I had LeBron on my Mount Rushmore. I left Kobe off.
Oh, you did? Okay, Hancock, you didn't have him.
No, not now. Not now. But
so the body work still ain't done.
When it's all said and done, the chisels and the hammers are already waiting.
And you didn't have them either, did you?
No. Nobody who's playing now, I got.
Yeah,
okay,
I got you.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah, I got. You got to finish up first.
Just look at what he's doing, though, man.
He's.
You know, y'all might think I don't like LeBron. Right. Or thing, though. It's not about that. Dude's a beast. I mean, you've never seen anybody Karl Malone size. With Michael Jordan talent, and to me, that's what he is.
That's a great depiction.
I'm thinking two more championships. If he get two, he'll be the greatest.
Oh yeah, four championships. Yeah. Oh, he will be definitely the greatest of all time, hands down. No argument. Just
because him and Mike really made people better. They played defense. They could score at will.
Yeah.
Mike won the freak of nature. Mike just had that killer instinct that was just
the thing
amazing.
That sets him apart is that he's just so much physically more imposing than Michael was.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Mike would dominate you and take you hard, but he was still like 6'6", 6'7", 215. You talking about 270.
You talking about 60 pounds and 3 inches.
And jumping over here, looking down in the ring. I mean, he a beast, man. Yeah. Dude's a beast.
All right, I got some this N-word segment, this N-word thing that the NFL is trying to impose, that they will give you a 15-yard penalty if the word, the N-word is used or heard by an official.
Well, some teams going to have like 175 yards worth of penalties. I'm just saying. Like the first quarter alone, for real. That word is said so often out there. Like, are you for real?
Hey. Can I tell you a quick story?
Sure.
This is very interesting. You know, when I get off work, I usually stop at a little store. And a lot of Hispanic guys go into the store. Right. They be getting beer, and I be playing my lottery or whatever. I heard two Hispanic dudes joking each other. And one of them turned to the other one and called them the N-word.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it was funny, but it wasn't funny. But it just shows you that it has crossed over in every
region of the
world.
Spectrum. Yeah.
Two Hispanic guys call each other the N-word in front of a black dude. Really? They didn't care if I was standing or not.
And right. Yeah. See, you saying Hispanic dudes saying it. So that makes my point exactly. It's going to be so many penalties out there because they heard that word. It's going to be ridiculous.
Don't see how you legislate that. I don't see how
you don't.
That has anything to do with them playing football.
It doesn't. They always power tripping and trying to add some kind of new rule.
I mean, what's next when they go over and fight the wars over there? You can't say it when they shooting at each other. Hold on. He said the word. You can't shoot him, kill him. I mean, it's crazy, man.
Yeah. Hey, you know what would be funny, though? Like, if this goes through and gets passed, what is the hand signal for a penalty like that?
It's unsportsmanlike, so it'll be this.
Yeah,
it'll be unsportsmanlike. It's gonna go under that with the both arms out to the side, oh straight out. God.
But if two black dudes standing to each other, should it be unsportsmanlike?
I don't. All right. I'm gonna go.
That's cannibalism.
I was reserving my comments, but I see we're gonna continue.
Okay.
Here's my thought process on it. Like, and I know it's gonna be a lot of people that totally disagree with what I'm about to say, but I could care less. This is how I feel. It's my opinion. The N-word, the origin of the N-word, everybody knows. We know where it come from.
Yes.
We know its connotation. We know what it was used for, and that's fine. But over the last 400 years, the connotation of the word has changed through generations, just like everything does. My point is, if you have offense with somebody calling you that, you have offense with that. That's your right. But don't tell somebody else what they can say. My point is, I use it in my everyday vernacular regularly. I use it when I talk to my black friends. I use it when I talk to my white friends. That's just, it is what it is. Like, I'm not using it in the connotation that it was originated in.
Right.
I'm using it in the connotation that it has morphed into today. Like, in actuality, when someone calls me that or when I say it to them, y'all gonna say it's stupid. It's a term of endearment. When my homeboys see me and they say, "What up, my N-word?" I know they're not trying to demean me. What they're saying is, what up, person that I have love for?
Right.
What if he's white?
I got a white friend that says it to me, and I could care less.
Let's see, and then it's so
many ways to look at it.
Right, and then it's almost harder for me because I come from a different generation than you.
Exactly.
So that word. And I was flagrant with it. I had a black belt in Saint. Honestly. I mean, because I can cuss. My people, my folks at the house will tell you that I'm very astute at cussing.
We're going to throw a flag on you.
Yeah, I can do it. Cussing. I mean, I can get out when I want to. And I can go and say the N-word and all that. But I've tempered that. I don't even use the word as much. You know, and if I do, when I do, I feel like, man, I said that word. It's almost like it's a ooh,
yeah,
to myself. But I guess it's because of the way I was brought up, you know, and I'm not saying what your parents or whatever did, but it was just something that wasn't said in the house. You know, cussing wasn't done around my parents. Mm-hmm. When I got outside, I was a bad boy. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that word, I guess, is almost like a curse word. Mm-hmm. And when it really strikes home is when you look back and you see all the stuff that has happened, the lynchings, the things that we couldn't do because of the color of our skin, how we were depicted as can't even learn, and it's because we were called the N-word. So right. that's the negative part.
But you know what? I'm going to make this quick, then I know Howard's going to move on. How y'all want to do it? The N-word is derogatory, is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the B word ain't Thank derogatory.
You. It is.
MF ain't derogatory. Yes. So I had some friends tell me one day, I'd rather you call me the MF than the N. I said, but they both derogatory.
Yeah, they
so
both derogatory.
So how can you accept the B word and don't accept the N word?
Yeah, that's right. Crazy.
But how you gonna
So when a woman
me?
Felt, even when a woman said you call her the B word, she's about to just break down.
But
me and Steve called each other N-word.
But the B-word has morphed into something else, too.
Right, but see, the B-word didn't stop you from going to a restaurant. It didn't stop you from being able to go and sleep at a hotel. It didn't kill you because you were walking down the street. You were black and you were that, and they strung you up.
Exactly, and I agree with that, and that is true. But my point is, the N-word is not the end-all, be-all of that era. We're trying to turn the N-word into the cornerstone of the slavery and civil rights era. Like, that's the only thing that they called us to demean us. Like, what about the whippings? What about the hoses? Those weren't because of the N-word. They didn't hose us because we were an N-word. They gave us that name. They did it because of what we looked like and who we were, not for what they called us. I think we're putting too much credence into that word to make it something that it's not just because of a word. Because you can do that with any word in the human language if you want to. That's just my point.
But you could do. See, that's the point. You could do. But that word was done.
No.
That's
no.
Different. Yes, it is.
I just don't agree with that word.
It spoke as our whole being.
Because we allowed it to.
No, we didn't allow it. We didn't have a choice.
No. I'm saying I'm talking about today. Right. We allow it to today.
But what I'm saying is you had no choice. See, that's the desensitized part that we come from now. Everything now is people don't understand the struggle of the 60s.
I'm from Montgomery, Alabama, the home of the civil rights, so I understand
but,
it.
But D, you were 80s, baby.
But I'm saying my dad was born in 1947.
Understand
he was there in 66.
I understand.
He taught me.
And your dad, he faced it.
And my daddy said it all the time. All the time.
And that's his prerogative. That's what he wanted to do. But what I'm saying is the generations get desensitized from what we had to go through.
That's very true.
They don't understand how we were abused as a race, how we were treated. I mean, it's easy to go now and walk and do and go where you want to, but you couldn't. Can you imagine not being able to go in a store and sit down, or a restaurant, sit down and eat? Can you imagine that? Think about that.
I can't.
Can you imagine not being able to go in a club? Can you imagine those things?
We can nowadays.
Exactly. Right. But that turn takes you back. It takes people back who felt it. Look, man, when I was 6 years old, and I don't know if I told this story on the show or not, but this was back in the time my mom sent me to the store to go get a drink. And I went to the store and got that drink. And when I went in there, the store man called me a nigga. Yeah, I said it. He did. And I cried and I went home, you know, told my mom. And the guy's store was burned down. Wow. That's how tight things were back then, because of people you knew. See, it started to be in the 60s where we started to empower ourselves. You had Black Panthers. You had certain factions that said we just wasn't going to take it no more. But they had been beaten down. I can remember the day when King got shot.
But why can't we empower ourselves like that now? Why do we have to make it that way now?
Because that man died to give us certain rights and civil liberties that we couldn't even do.
But is that the credence come from that word? So Dr. King died for that word? He died for way more than that. That's why I don't put that in that word.
What he died for was to give us rights.
And we have those. Humans. We have those.
So, but and look, it's not for me to get on a soapbox and say that feel that way.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying for me to say, D, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm not saying that. Because you have a right to feel your way. All I'm saying is other people have a right to feel that word shouldn't be used in a certain way.
We're talking about regulating it, though.
Well, I mean, you can't. To me, you can't regulate.
You can't. That's my point. And that's the whole.
I don't think you can.
You can't. Yeah.
I'm just saying. What I'm saying is, the message and the method behind that. You know, older white guy. I know I'm full of stories. He said, this guy, the older guy. He was sitting around. We were talking, and he said about Spanish people and all that. And they were speaking. Somebody said something. He said, why don't they need to learn how to speak over here? He said, y'all learned it.
Mm. Wow.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's a mentality that he had.
Right.
Wow. So you can't change people.
Right, well, I agree with that.
You're right about that one.
Ding, yeah. Ding, 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 right. Ding, ding.
And people that have never experienced something, they can't relate to certain things.
Oh, I can relate to it. Bet that I can tell you.
No, I mean, if you have an experience you can relate to, you might think you can, but if you've never
I've had mad experiences.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, you can relate to it. But if you never know something, you can't relate to it.
All right. SRT history lesson, baby, by the N-word, live from the penthouse, 300th floor.
Always dropping knowledge around here.
Always dropping knowledge, baby. But we finna move on. I got some questions that I just want to jump around and ask the crew before we jump into the word of the street, because there's a lot of stuff that was going on this week. We might need a little music for this one.
Hey, before we leave, remember the old saying your grandma used to tell you, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. This segment is called Questions. Just want to see what you think. Real quick, no biggie. No hard feelings or anything like that. All right, Slick Money.
Yeah, let's hit it.
How many games would Derek Jeter play this year?
Not enough.
Derek Jeter is retiring. This is his last season with the Yankees. He's going to obviously a Hall of Famer. He's pretty much first in every category. 3,000 hits.
Yeah. This is, I think he'll do the gift tour. Mm-hmm. He'll get tour from everybody, but he's going to be missing some games.
Yeah.
I mean, he's old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be 39 or
getting close to 40.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think he's 40 before the season's out.
Yeah, he will be.
Yeah.
Hancock,
what's up?
What team is a better fit for Granger, the Clippers or San Antonio?
Automatically, I think it's the Spurs. Okay. I think he'll come in and fit their system. It's just, when I look at him, I can see Spur. You can, it's almost Spur, like he got the jersey on.
Okay. Cool. D-Will. Mm-hmm. Shockers. Wichita. 30-0. First team in history. Can they win a championship?
No. They don't have it. They made it to the Final Four last year, and they got four returning starters off that team. Mm-hmm. But just the way they've been playing, with the competition they've been playing and the way they let teams stay in games, I don't see them being able to make a deep tournament run.
Miss Tiffany.
Yes, sir.
The Rockets have the best record since January the 1st. Mm-hmm. Are they the best team in the West?
No. I don't think they're the best team in the West, but I do think they can make some noise in the playoffs.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Did you see Harden go for 43 the other night?
Yeah, Harden, he's playing like a different player now. Like, he's better than he's ever been.
Okay.
And so with him playing like that and with the confidence that team has, with the confidence that Dwight Howard has in that team, I think that they can make some noise in the playoffs.
Can they beat Portland?
Yes.
Okay.
Old man game.
All right.
Yes.
One more, Tiffany.
All right.
Ildris or Denzel?
Hoo-hoo-hoo-wee.
Neither one on work at Walmart, as you know.
And neither one of them are 100% my type. So that's why it's so difficult.
What's your type?
I like them light.
Light, like I'll be sure light?
Yeah.
Curly hair?
Yeah. And yeah, so those I would have to go with Idris on that one if I had to choose.
Well, he has
you like the Michael Ealy boy.
Yes, if he was in, I would choose Michael Ealy all day. Yes, sir.
Flavor Flav.
Oh, hey. No, sir.
Yes, ma'am. No. Right, your baby daddy.
That baby will get aborted.
Oh, man.
Stop it, Tiffany. Wow. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
That one don't play but play.
Security. Security.
But they are cutting up on the SRT.
All the time.
Crook, baby.
All right, Slick Money.
Yes.
Skylar Diggins has been all over.
That's my girl.
Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated. And Robin Thicke and Paula Patton just got separated.
He's still trying to save that marriage, though. Like, he done canceled his concerts to try to save his marriage.
So I'm going Skylar Diggins or Paula Patton. Who you got?
To do what with him?
Thank you.
Anything you
That's
want
a
to.
Great question.
Now, we just holding hands in Walmart? Or I'm taking her home? Because, man, Diggins, that's her last name, Diggins?
Yeah. Skylar Diggins.
Yeah, we can go to Lennox Mall all day and hold hands. But Paula, she coming to the crib. And I'm talking about candles burning. Some Barry White on. What? Oh, baby lotion. Are you serious? Come on now, stop it. Cialis and Viagra for her. And I don't care nothing about Robin Thicke. I got every album. He need to leave her and let Slick Money have her for 2 days. Boy, that's like hitting the lottery.
So
oh, my
funny,
God.
Yo.
You are all the same.
Oh, it's but the truth. God loves the truth, right?
Oh,
didn't
yeah.
he create the truth, Hancock?
Yes, yes, he did.
Ain't you're no hilarious. Sense in lying, right?
You are hilarious.
But Diggin is beautiful, though.
Yeah, she bad.
She. I would wear her jersey to sleep now.
But she, now, can't, I, she can't be in
with
bed.
Paula in the bed.
Yes. Paula be like, what you do with that jersey on? Oh, she's just my friend.
I was holding hands at Lennox earlier.
Yeah, we went to Lennox shopping.
She my favorite player.
She helped me pick out a ring for you, Paula.
All right, Hancock, you ready?
I'm ready, man.
What happened to Jimmer Fredette?
You got APB out of him. He's in the witness protection. Another one of those overblown, he's great type players who could shoot coming out of college.
BYU.
Yeah, to try to make him into the next great white.
GWH.
Nothing there, man.
Nothing there.
That's George Washington High School.
Yeah, that's it.
George Washington High School.
He out there in witness protection.
He had 20 about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And then go back in hibernation. Yeah.
All right, D-Will. What do you think about the NBA possibly thinking about a four-point shot?
Well, you know, people said it about the three-point shot, too. They was like it was going to hurt the game. But this is the dumbest idea I've ever heard in my life. Like, okay, we already got issues with our players not being developed because everybody wants to stand behind the three-point line and shoot. Mm-hmm. Now, you talking about adding a four-point line? Maybe we might as well shut down American basketball.
How about this, though? I was talking to Harris. How about, you know, how you take those shots, desperation at the end of halves or whatever? Yeah. How about you hit one from backcourt and count that one for?
No, I won't. Because it's been done before. That's not like something that's spectacular. If you're going to add something, it needs to be something that can't happen often.
That won't happen often. That won't happen often.
But my point is, if it's a four-point shot, why not just pull up from the other end of the court and throw the ball down there? You're taking away from the game of basketball.
You're going to lose, though. I'm talking about that's – but why I'm saying that is that's a shot.
Desperation shot.
Yeah, like right before halftime.
That's a gimmick. That's a gimmick in basketball.
Well, I mean, what you just said now, and I agree – the three-point was a gimmick because the ABA had and the NBA wouldn't adopt it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is that it's a shot that's not made. That's probably about a 10%. I wouldn't even say percentage on that shot.
It's low.
Why don't we do it this way? Depending on the margin of the score at the end of a game. So if you're down by three or down by four, that last shot you hit just wins the game.
See, and that's what I'm saying. Now
if you're down by 10, if you're the last shot, you win.
That's
by
what
one.
I'm saying. Yeah, that's a given. You might as well, if I'm down 5 points and I throw a one hand to full court, we might as well tie the game up. That's like a gimmick. That's not basketball. If you're losing by more than what the score can allow you to win by, you lost.
See, I think it works better in football than in basketball.
Yeah, it doesn't work in basketball.
From half court, I think.
Yeah, it'll work better.
So Tyler Ennis hits the shot the other night for Syracuse to win. So he should have got an extra point for that.
I said behind. I'm talking about.
Okay, your boy hit one the other night from the other free throw line, full court. He should have got an extra point.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
I think that would be worth it.
I'm a basketball. I hate it.
I think if you're down by five and you got the last shot, no matter where you're on the court, if you hit, you win the game.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing we're saying about the four-point shot.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah.
Down by five, give it to
the coach. How about we just turn the Jumbotron in the middle and just put the players on the bench and play video games? That's what we might as well do.
All right, Tiffany, you ready for the word? We finna move to the word on the street, D-Boy, all the same.
Come on, Tiff.
Yes, sir. Diamond of the crew, Jewel of sports. Miss Tiffany finna crank it up, the word on the street, baby. Let's get it.
Oh, my baby mama.
Your fans are not about to be sending me hate mail. Stop the madness. Welcome to The Word on the Street with the Jewel of Sports. You know we are sponsored by Tiffany & Company, and our slogan is, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Now, you know when we get on the street, we got to jump into these ice cold facts. And if you are a gambler on sports, be careful if you bet on boxing matches because that is the easiest sport to fix. So all you gamblers out there, be careful when you're betting on those boxing matches. Don't go betting on Floyd or something and lose all your money. All right, my second ice cold fact for you is about some shoes. You know, we all know about Nike, Puma, Adidas, where Puma and Adidas were founded by two feuding brothers during World War II. Their names were the Dassler brothers, and they had a factory called the Dassler Brothers Shoe Factory, and it was co-owned by brothers Rudolph and Adolf. And they both joined the Nazi party, but Rudolph was more involved in it, which caused a feud between the brothers. And so that feud between them divided the town. And so half the town was wearing Pumas and the other half was wearing Adidas. So basically the whole town was walking around looking down at each other's feet to know who they should be talking to and who they shouldn't be.
That's gangster.
It is, like for real. And so in 1948, the brothers, they never really put their differences aside, and they end up splitting the business in half. And so Adolf basically established the Adidas brand, and Rudolph created Puma. And they're both dead and buried in the same cemetery on opposite ends of the cemetery from each other. So yeah, the family feud never was solved, but they got a lot of money in the family with Puma and Adidas, so that just makes no sense to me. And so I got some trivia and ice cold facts for y'all. There have been three people that have appeared in Super Bowls as players, assistant coaches, and head coaches. Name them.
Dan Reeves.
Okay, that's one.
Assistant coaches.
They were assistant coaches, head coaches, and as players.
Dungy.
Yep. So you got Dan Reeves, Tony Dungy. It's one more.
Is it Lovey?
Nope.
Mike Dicker.
Yep, there you go.
I forgot about Mike Dicker.
Yeah.
SRT Crew, baby.
That's yes, sir. What's up?
Building. Yeah. I got one more ice cold fact for you. Now, we had a discussion a couple weeks ago about the Manning brothers and if both of them will make it to the Hall of Fame. I was one of them that said that they would. And to validate my reasoning for thinking that, I have an ice cold fact about them. I think they both will be inducted to the Hall of Fame because they are the only set of brothers to play quarterback in the Super Bowl, and they are also the only brothers to both win the Super Bowl MVP award. So just with that alone, they could say that and push them into the Hall of Fame. Now let me jump into some athlete word on the street for you. Bad news, Lakers fans. It may be a long time before we see a winning franchise again because at the end of the season, the organization plans to trade Pau Gasol. And he knows it, the organization knows it, and he's actually okay with it. He feels that it's time to part ways. But the person that's going to be really mad about it is Kobe Bryant. So he feels that Paul, he says that Paul is like a brother to him, and he doesn't want to see him be traded. But Paul won't be with the Lakers next year, so look out for that. The New York Knicks, they are desperate to sign players to help Carmelo Anthony stay in New York. And their most recent signings right now are Earl Clark and Shannon Brown. So Shannon Brown, he's been bouncing around from team to team this season like crazy.
I just saw him with the Spurs the
other
day.
Now he's a New York Knick. Yeah, go figure. He was a Phoenix Sun earlier this year.
But every team he would, they give him a check, right?
He's going to be with me next week.
Yeah, I was going to say he's going to be in Russia.
How about SR2 crew? He's going to be up at the SR2 crew.
Who is he married to?
Monica.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe she need to come out with an album.
Yeah, because that check finna slow up.
He looked like he might not be on any teams pretty soon. So, all right, I got another athlete word on the street for you. Wide receiver from the Carolina Panthers, Steve Smith. He probably won't be playing with the Carolina Panthers next year because he actually had an exit interview with the team. And at the combine, the general manager was asked about Smith's future with the team. And he said he wasn't really quite sure about it because they're moving in basically a rebuilding direction. So Steve Smith, their number one wide receiver, might not be with the team next year. And let me jump into a few rumors on the street for you. Darrelle Revis, the cornerback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Since Lovie Smith is now the coach in Tampa Bay, he likes to run the cover two defensive scheme, which is basically zone coverage. And we all know that Revis thrives in man coverage. So there are a few teams that are in talks with Tampa to trade him. So he might not be with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when the season starts.
That's big.
Yeah. Another hot rumor on the street for you, Kyrie Irving, fresh off his All-Star Game MVP award. On July 1st, the Cleveland Cavaliers can offer him a max contract to keep him in Cleveland for the long term. He said publicly that he wants to stay with Cleveland, but we all know that's lip service. And he's basically telling his camp behind closed doors that he wants to go elsewhere for the long term. Yeah. So when Cleveland offers him that contract, what he may do is sit on it until the deadline of October 31st, and Cleveland will be actually forced to trade him. If he sits on that contract.
They've been playing good basketball since the All-Star break, too.
They have.
Tonight, his line is 31, 5 rebounds, 9 assists, 4 steals.
Go Duke. He's balling.
He ain't staying there.
No, he's not. I don't see it either. I definitely see him going somewhere.
Unless LeBron come home.
Hey, he ain't going there either. You know what look good and sound good? Now that she just made that fact?
Purple and gold.
You know what sound better to me? That blue and orange in New York.
Oh, yeah.
If they don't have anything to
him and Melo?
Melo said he'll take a pay cut.
The money thing. They have to amnesty Stoudemire for sure.
But they already trying to drop. They're trying to dump on World Peace.
Oh, yeah, they did.
I'm trying to – next year they'll dump his contract.
Yeah, but see, one of them had to be amnesty. But still got that other one money on the book.
Melo said he'll take a pay cut to bring some help in because he said he wants to
talk it over with Lala because – you know, you can't be working at Walmart and stay with her.
He can get away 15 of that extra $30 million he'll get with staying with New York.
Yeah, exactly.
How about both of them come out to the coast of LA?
I love it.
That would be perfect.
Ooh, Kyrie and Melo.
Yeah, I would love to see that. Yeah.
Bye, pal.
I got one more hot rumor on the street for you. We already spoke about Danny Granger and him being traded from the Indiana Pacers to the Philadelphia 76ers. He did get his contract bought out. And the three teams that want him as of right now are the Chicago Bulls, San Antonio Spurs, and the Los Angeles Clippers. So we heard Hancock say that he sees him as a Spur. I do too. Yeah, so hopefully the Spurs pick him up and he could start playing in the playoffs and hopefully get a shot at a ring or whatever.
Yeah, he looked like a Spur, light skin.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He'll fit in that system.
You know, the Spurs don't get no hood. You see how they do Steven Jackson.
Yeah, right. Steven Jackson.
Real quick. We don't do hood.
No, they don't do hood at all. So he'll be the perfect fit.
It's the NBA Duke.
Yeah, it is. It
is. Boston.
But that is your word on the street with the Jewel of Sports. You know we are sponsored by Tiffany & Company, and our slogan is, Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
All right.
Good job, Tiff.
Appreciate it.
Great.
That was awesome.
Good looking hot and everything.
Looking
and
hot.
You know, I gotta drop some knowledge and then I come to the SRT show.
Real quick. Why is Tim Duncan never mentioned for Mount Rushmore?
That is the craziest thing, because he's the greatest power forward ever played the game.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I just think it's too many people that was better than him.
I mean,
I heard an analyst say it before.
Yeah, he had a great career.
Yeah, but I mean, he has a great career, but it's just so many other players that stood out more. Like, I he had great stats, but I think other players that we've named made a bigger impact on the game as a whole.
Yeah, his era was hard.
He just don't dunk on nobody.
Well, he came up with Shaq.
He's Mr. Fundamentals.
Yeah, yeah. He's not nasty.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's Mr. Fundamentals.
He don't get arrested and stuff like that.
I just said it for a reaction. I agree with everything you're saying. Yeah.
And he boring. His wife even cheated on him.
He should be
mad.
He should be in the conversation.
Yeah, they got a divorce. That's what
he should be ahead of Bill Russell.
In the NBA playoffs, he was going through a divorce because his wife cheated on him.
Who, Tim Duncan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why
he wasn't all playing that great.
Boston.
Yeah. His wife went out on him.
Yeah, because he's so boring.
But I'm saying, do you see the way he dressed?
He dressed like a square.
Everybody say that the NBA dress code.
The man from the Virgin Islands, man.
Everybody say the NBA dress code was because of Allen Iverson. It was because of Tim Duncan. Because he was so garbage.
Need to be because of Russell Westbrook. Oh, he dressed like he on Star Trek.
And he think he is the most fashion savvy person ever.
Yeah, you got money, don't make you.
Would you date him?
Russell Westbrook? Yeah. No, he has an attitude
he's
like a female.
He's light skinned.
Yeah, he is a
but
female.
But he has an attitude like a female.
Yeah,
I
see it,
deal
Russ.
With that. Yeah.
What'd you say was wrong with him?
He a female.
Yeah, he is.
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, yes, man. He throws fits like a woman does.
Yeah, I wouldn't hang with him.
Is he gay too?
honestly, I have questioned it by the way he acts and the way he dresses.
I ain't say that, man. It is now time to go into the mind of Snake Money, because
Russell Westbrook and LeBron gonna kill us.
Hey, come on
in there, baby.
Come on in.
Snake Money, what's going on?
What's happening?
Hey, look good in here.
Where my baby Junebug?
Junebug's here. Did y'all bring something to eat?
I got some chicken.
I need a bottle of water, though.
Hey. I'm going to get you that.
Slicky, throw me that lighter.
Absolutely. Doosh. Doosh. Calm down, boy. Calm down. Calm down.
Junebug, come get me. I'm scared of these other dogs.
Junebug, come get you.
Junebug, come get me, baby. Hey, Junebug. Hey, boo-boo. Come
He's
on,
so
boo-boo.
Hyper.
Yeah, Junebug
come
got
on,
it going
Junebug.
On.
Oh, my God.
So good to see you, superhero.
What's going on, man?
Hard is always good to see you.
Thanks, bro.
Like you wearing that Dookie shirt.
All the time, baby.
Got a geek to my left.
You sure do.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Slick's Money's Mind.
Hey.
So good to have my folks in the house.
Good to be here.
Hold on, let me holler to Mae. Make them chicken wings, girl, hurry up.
I want mine lemon pepper wet.
You damn girls taking y'all time, hurry up. Okay, we can get back to the show. I'm sorry, honey. It's okay, come on. Hey. Y'all ready?
Yeah. Yes,
sir. Hey, okay. I had a segment already set up, which we was going to talk about forgiveness. I think we all have done that, but our production meeting made me change the Slick Money segment. So all my loyal listeners who was preparing to hear forgiveness, we got something a little bit better than forgiveness. Tiffany and Derek. You know who Derek is? D-Wheel. From the Gump, which is Montgomery. Tiffany's from Chi-Town, Finest. And both of them are very good-looking people. Derek handsome, Tiffany's gorgeous. Hancock and I are from Memphis, Tennessee. You know, never really had much, but we survived. Harvest is the only one from the ATL. Mm. True alien. Yeah. ATL.
Grady baby. Got the T-shirt.
Yeah.
Grady baby. That's an AT alien for you.
Absolutely. So he has that honor. But Georgia has adopted all of us, seriously.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They know we're good people and we can make the state a great state. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Very much so.
So this is my question for the Slick Money, going from forgiveness to, am I good enough to date you? Tiffany and I and Steve really was just kind of like shaking his head like me, because me and Steve kind of old school. And we come from the hardcore, give me a chance. You know, I might not have much, but my love is unconditional. And I think that's what God wants from us to give to each other, because that's what Jesus did on the cross. Now, they call me Reverend Lowdown sometimes. And I can get on my box and I can preach to you. But I'm thinking, does a person's career, his looks, a status determines where you date them or not?
All of the above.
So all of them above. Mm-hmm. So if I work in Sears and Roebuck, are they still open? Sears and Robux.
I think Robux.
Yeah, I think Robux got dropped. Yeah.
Robux got dropped. We'll try it again. Okay, I'm the manager at Popeye's Chicken.
Okay.
You come through the drive-thru in your little sports car. Mm-hmm. And I said, damn, you hot. But I'm saying, I mean, I'm a nice-looking dude, curly hair, light skin.
Yeah, you the manager. So you in there in like a tie and a button-down shirt. You not in there in
but
the
I'm still
and the
cooking,
apron.
I'm still cooking fries. And
he still got flour in his hair.
He still got flour in my hair. So what I'm saying to you is that, would you go out with me by me working at Popeye's? Chicken place, you know, 3 wings and a biscuit.
You're a manager, though.
Okay, I tell you what, I'm not the manager. I'm the stock boy.
No.
No, you cooking chicken.
Okay, well, yeah, I'm cooking chicken, so I mean, I'm behind
you. You have the stock anyway.
Yeah, but I'm cooking the chicken, and you walk in. Yeah. I'm saying, man, that's a good-looking woman. So I'm telling the girl to catch me, hey, tell her, I say hi, you know, I want it. And you're like, really, seriously?
Yeah, I'm going to say, really? Like, you can cook it, so why aren't you working at a fancy place like McKendrick's or something? Why are you at Popeye's?
So what I'm saying, it is a status thing.
I mean, like, my whole thing is, you have to stimulate me mentally before you can stimulate me physically. Like
talk about art and painting.
It don't just have to be art. Just regular conversation. We could be talking about something that happened on the news. Like I'm just regular conversation to where I can where your intellect comes through.
So intellect to you is more important in a lot of sense.
Yeah, because that's how you get to me. Like, it's not about the physical thing for me initially. Like, if you can get in my mind, then the physical is going to come easy.
So you don't have to be at the 32-inch waistline.
13 inches?
I said 32.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. So if I had the 32 waistline, sexy, just nice, pearly white teeth, mm-hmm. just good grade hair, good demeanor. But I don't have a great job.
He works on fries.
Okay, so initially, if I see you and I don't see you working at Popeye's, you'll have my attention by your looks. I'm going to look at you.
Okay, so if you give me your number and then you say, well, you know, hey, man, nice to meet you. Where you work at? Mm-hmm. I said, well, you know, I work. I'm a stock boy at Walmart.
And I'd be like, for real?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, for real. I feed myself and my whatever. Yeah.
Okay, and since we're already that far into it to where we're in conversation already, yeah. And then that comes out, I'm going to let the conversation go further along to see where the conversation will end up. Yeah.
He can work at Walmart and have great intellect, and you still go out with him.
That's what I'm saying. If that intellect shines through, yeah, because I know that you're capable of something else other than Walmart, and you're only working at Walmart because right now you really don't care.
So you're single. But
let me ask you.
Oh, go ahead, Steve.
Will he ever get that chance? Because initially you said as soon as you saw where he worked. Right. I know you talked about before you knew him or whatever, but the gist of this came on because we were talking about a person working.
Yeah, if I was
so
in the cashier line.
So now if you knew that he worked there, mm-hmm. he wouldn't have a chance to get to your intellect.
No, he sure wouldn't, because if I'm in line 6 checking out and you ring me up and ask for my phone number, I'm going to say, sorry, boo-boo, I can't make it.
Carry on, Slick.
Okay. but if I'm meeting him outside of Walmart and he's not dressed in his Walmart gear yet and his looks catch my attention and we start talking and his intellect grabs my attention before I realize he work in Walmart, I'm going to still kind of talk to him to see if I'm really feeling him and maybe that Walmart thing won't matter. But initially, if I'm seeing you and you're working in Walmart and we haven't spoken yet, I'm going to keep it moving.
Yeah, you might want to catch me outside.
Yeah, you're going to want to catch me outside before you put on that Walmart hat and that shirt.
That's why they be going in the back chain.
Exactly. Exactly. That's smart. What? Don't change when you get in there.
Okay, well, Tiffin, then I'm going to ask you this. Then I'm going to go to Derek.
Cause, okay.
Because Derek is single. Yeah, I mean, he's not single.
He ain't single. Don't get him killed. Whoa. He is happily married.
He was very boisterous. No, he was very boisterous in the production meeting about the subject matter.
Because we have standards with the people that we date. We're picky.
So is that the reason why society has so many broken couples or why so many people are single.
Because people settle. People settle and then they don't want to work on what they have. Yeah. People settle and then they don't want to work on what they settle for.
I feel you, Tiffany. So you're content for the next 10 years to be by yourself.
I'm not going to be by myself for the next 10 years.
What if God don't ever send no intellect dude to you?
He will.
You sure?
I'm 100,000% positive.
So you think God is about the intellect?
It's not even just about the intellect. It's more than that.
Really? It keep changing with you.
I'm not saying this keep changing. I'm saying it's a total package. I'm a total package, and you need to be too. How about that?
Indeed.
If you need to bring to the table what I'm bringing to the table. Indeed. If I'm bringing to the table the total package, you need to have it too, or you ain't going to be with me.
But I think most guys that got the total package either got somebody or 5,000 other women trying to get them too.
Okay, and then
so
I will
So what
be
makes
single.
You different from those other 5,000 women?
It's a lot that makes me different.
Well, I'm asking
that's what I'm
you.
Saying. But it's a lot that makes me different. Well, you need to sit down and get to know me, and you'll decipher what's
different.
But
that's all the dude at Walmart
me.
Saying. Sit down and get to know me, and I can be a great guy.
But that's what
just
I'm
dude,
saying.
Just do go if wash see, your back, Tiff.
Right. If I see him in the parking lot, we can get to that point. But if I meet him in the line and he's ringing me up, I'm not giving you that conversation.
Is so unfair.
Hey, this is right back to what we talked about, though.
This world is based on
though.
Stereotypes.
It's, yeah, okay. Exactly. And she
and
just said it. Right?
It happens every single day. Okay. It's a perception thing.
Okay.
Yeah. When you see people, you're not attracted to every single female you see. You have a type.
But if she work at Golden Corral, it don't make no difference if I care about her.
Because we're in a different generation. You have different standards because you're a lot older than me.
Is that the reason why our standards are screwed up now because of that this generation thing?
I have the choice to be picky right now. I can. Like, I'm young enough that I can be picky and I can be selective on who I want to let in my life. I can still do that.
Derek, Tiffany, thank you so much. Seriously. It's always great to get some valid information for you. Derek, this is my question to you, Derek. We heard Tiffany, and you're another one of the younger generation. Howard's a little bit behind you, ahead of you.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, do you agree with Tiffany for the most part, since you and her are about almost the same age? And
Wholeheartedly.
You wholeheartedly agree with her?
I do.
So, did you go to college with your wife?
No, I didn't.
So how did you meet your wife?
I met her in the parking lot of an apartment complex.
Okay. That's pretty close to like a store.
He did not say now, Walmart.
Okay, but wait a minute. So you saw her because she was attractive?
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, you got something to say. Hold on, Steve. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. What if the apartment complex is in the bad part of town?
I can dig it.
I mean, seriously.
In the projects?
Yeah. It ain't in Buckhead.
It ain't in Buckhead. Hey. So do you have standards about apartment complexes?
No, not at all. I'm like,
so she can be men. Section 8 and she can get it?
Oh, without a doubt.
No.
But listen, I'm not talking about just get it. I mean, get with you. I mean,
right. No.
Okay.
Why?
Carry on, Slick.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because I
that
have
that was an excellent point by Steve.
Exactly. I have standards.
It's the difference between she can get it and she can be his woman.
Two totally different things.
Because
I'm going to speak from a man's point of view.
Yes,
okay,
he's
go
a
ahead.
Man.
All right. If I see somebody who say she's working in Walmart and I'm going through her line, right. I look at her like, oh, she's sexy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
My thought process is going to be strictly physical because I don't know her.
Right.
So it's going to be physical. Now, to say... when I meet her and we start talking, is my thought process going towards relationship? Not at all. Now, I'm gonna give you a prime example since we own this.
Okay.
I met my wife in an apartment complex in Montgomery, right?
Right.
My wife drives a Mercedes.
Right.
So when I saw her, I didn't know who she was. I just saw a chick pull up in a Mercedes. I'm like, oh, chick in the Benz. She stepped out. I'm like, oh, she's sexy.
Okay.
So I'm like, I said something to her. Now, I was washing my car at the time. I had one of them new Chevrolet Malibus at the time. I'm washing my car, and so I'm like, hey, I spoke to her. She turns around and looks at me, keeps on moving.
She thought you walked to work Malibu. At Walmart.
Listen, bingo.
She said, I'm driving a Benz. He's driving a Malibu. I'm
bingo.
Cool.
Okay, hold on. This is perfect. I'm glad he said that. So where does she change at?
Huh?
Where does she change? Because she thought that you was, like Steve said, Malibu, Walmart type guy. Mm-hmm. Hey,
I got
baby.
A Benz. What can
hey,
you do
baby.
For me?
So I'm saying, where did it change?
The thing is, I left my card on her car.
Okay.
And at the time, which I still do, I own the basketball academy.
Okay.
And like the card was from my basketball academy. So I don't know if the card intrigued her to see like who is this and what does he do. So she called me and we got into a conversation. And once
didn't know there was a dude that was washing the car though.
She didn't know who it was.
Okay, I got you.
So
really, she didn't think she was going to ever see you again, probably.
But thing is, she had seen me before.
Oh, so she's seen you before.
She had seen me before. But
so
she,
you knew that's a visual.
And let me tell you, she told this story. I need to bring on a show to tell
Please
it.
Bring on
because
the show.
Because when she first saw me initially, I was standing in the parking lot with a do-rag on throwing a football with my brother.
Okay.
Pants sagging.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I would have kept
tennis shoes on. You know what I'm saying? So the second time I spoke to her, when she looked at me, she kept it moving. Mm-hmm. You
I
see what I'm
too.
Saying?
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, once she called me and we got into a conversation and she was like, oh, what do you do? And I told her what I did. And she was like, where'd you go to school? I graduated from Alabama. Where's your degree in? Education. Where did you graduate high school? 98. So did I. Everything that we had started to click. We graduated the same year. We went, both of us had college degrees. We were on a path. We were both educators.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, my question is this, and this is my only point. Was it wrong for her to stereotype you without giving you a chance to give her that information?
No.
And this jumps in where you said that fate thing earlier. It was meant for them to be together because they crossed paths. Like, it just happened
multiple
more than
times.
Multiple times.
Right,
so.
But my point was, with that faith, was an action had to happen.
Right.
She called him. He left a card.
Right.
Action.
But the initial when she first saw him,
was
she kept it moving.
Right.
Yeah.
But my thing is,
but the fate kept crossing their paths at some point where the action began to take place.
Well, I understand that, but if you sit on something, if you're just going to sit on a standard, they say if I look at this, and that's all I see. That means your mind, to me, is closed in somewhat of a fashion.
Don't
okay? Because it's like you don't allow it to be seen. Because on your worst day, you may look like you work at the gas station.
Yeah, of course.
And on my worst day that I feel like I look like crap, I still get hit on.
Wow.
Yeah, but like, they probably work at Walmart.
Cap. I would be in a baseball cap and some sweats.
That's not fair because men look at physical first.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
Derek
it's totally different. It's totally different. No, he did. That's what I'm saying.
That's my point.
That's our whole difference.
He'll look
the whole
at
Walmart
as long as she would in Walmart.
No, he said he'll look at her for the physical in Walmart.
Hey, listen, if she was fine and worked in Walmart, excuse me, women, I would hit it.
And that's the difference between a man
Period.
And a woman, whereas y'all are more so physical, and most women are not more so physical, to where I would be looking at Walmart. My first thing, I wouldn't be looking at him like, ooh, he can get it. No, that ain't my first thought, because I'm a woman and I don't think like that.
Yeah.
But if the guy at Walmart sat down with you and had lunch and his intellect was fine and he was on aisle 6, would it change by his intellect, even though he still...
This conversation would have to happen before I knew he was working at aisle 6. Like, for real, I cannot just walk up in the line and be checking out, and he's ringing my stuff up, and he's like, oh, can I get your number? What?
Yeah, it's
no.
all about... I feel what Tiffany's saying. It's about standards.
That, to me, you blocking faith.
Absolutely. I think so, too.
That's a double standard.
What'd you say, Steve?
It's a catch 22.
And then I'm just going to have to be blocking. Okay?
Yeah, I don't.
Because I have standards and I know what I want. And just because, and it's not just only one person out there that can give me unconditional love and love me.
And that's
okay.
the truth.
Like, so
okay,
just because I passed up a dude at Walmart, that
so
don't mean that the next
here.
Dude
so is,
won't.
Is standards going to be the guideline for us to have either an opportunity or give a person a chance to be in a relationship? Is the standards going to be really just the main guideline?
I can't help what I'm attracted to, and I know what I want.
But you just said the light skin gal with the curly hair and green eyes will work.
I'm saying that. I said that's who will get my attention in the parking lot. If I'm walking in, I'm going to look like, oh, who is that?
But if he work at...
AutoZone. AutoZone is different. You know cars, baby. I'm hooking up with you.
Really?
See, if you know cars, you got me too. Come on now. I love me some cars.
Seriously.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's standards. There's different levels to this thing.
Yeah.
Okay, when you're working in Walmart, you have a different mentality. If you're working in AutoZone, you're mental. You smart about cars. You have knowledge about cars. If you're working in Walmart, all you know I do is count money. Like, I'm cool on that. All you know I do is
Steve
count money
put
and give my current change. Like, I'm cool on that. It's all about your mentality and where your level is. When you at Walmart, your mental level is on a much lower scale, because if you only thinking that you can only make your money working at Walmart, I'm sorry, boo-boo. It's a whole bunch of other places out there to be working.
I'm
going to
say it like this. I think more of society, men and women, should have standards. Because I think that's an issue that we have now, that they don't have standards. You lower your standards and you get with, you keyword, settle with whatever.
And that's why it's hard for a good woman out here like me these days, because a lot of women don't have standards and they are sleeping with dudes on the first night, and I'm not that chick.
I think we're crossing some things up. I think we all have standards.
Absolutely.
But I think what I think the biggest thing in this discussion is, you can't verify if this person is up to your standard because you've already put them in this
right,
in,
and that's
in
what
this
I was
box.
Saying. That's what I'm kind of thinking.
That's all I'm saying.
But you're not understanding. I understand what you're saying, but you're not understanding what I'm saying. He could be in that box, but you're going to stay in that box because your mentality already, you already in that box because you're working at Walmart.
But
why is your mentality you can't go to the warehouse and get a warehouse job? Like, why can't you do that? Why do you have to work in Walmart or all places? Go to Target at least.
But who said Walmart is a bad place to work?
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead, Steve.
If that guy's at Walmart and he's had a hard time, whatever, and then he decided to go back to school, and Walmart just happened to be his job, in a year or two, he may graduate and get that job. You never even got to meet that guy.
See, but y'all getting that convoluted.
Let him finish, Derek.
No, it's not convoluted because initially what you said was, no matter what, when I see that guy or that girl right there, I already know what they're about.
You're right. I did say that.
What I'm saying is you leaving it up to you saying fate and saying, well, just because I didn't get with him that time.
He's going to cross my path again, just like D. Will's wife did. If it was meant for me to be with that dude in aisle six, he's going to cross my path again. And then I'm going to look like, hold on, that's the dude that I just seen and
y'all
I wasn't trying to feel in Walmart. Maybe it's something to this.
Y'all should have watched Being Mary Jane last night.
I watched it.
She didn't get a man, did she?
She didn't choose neither one of them.
No, she wanted a man, but when she went back to get him, he told her, you didn't wait on me.
Even still, she playing the side chick anyway, which is something I don't do.
No, I'm saying, but she wasn't a side chick when they were together. And this, I mean, what I'm saying is a lot of times art imitates life. And in this particular one, she wanted that dude, and at the end, he went from Keisha to Becky because Becky took care of him. See what I'm saying?
Where I'm at in my life right now, and you talking about the dude working at Walmart and he going back to school, where I'm at in my life right now, I don't want nobody that's going back to school trying to figure it out.
And that's the point.
Like, I'm 32 years old. I ain't got time for that. Like,
man.
Come on, yo. I got standards, and that's not it.
We got microwave society.
That's right.
You're
looking for that other engineer, basically.
No, I'm not basically looking for another engineer. I'm just looking for somebody that knows what they want in life, knows how to go get it, and has the intelligence.
But the guy at Walmart might know what he wants. He might take it slow.
I think we're getting confused.
You can help
really
him.
We get confused between
really don't understand.
People and money.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? It's not about how much money you make.
Because I can buy my own stuff.
No, but I'm saying Walmart. What are we talking about?
She brought Walmart up.
No. We all been talking about Walmart the whole
conversation.
Exactly.
We actually talking about,
but we don't know the
status.
We don't know.
We're talking about a person's status.
We're talking about Walmart.
Where I work at.
Right.
Yeah.
Out of all my years of shopping at Walmart, I have never come across somebody. An intelligent person in Walmart. I'm sorry for everybody that works in Walmart, but I have not come across a really intelligent person in Walmart.
I'm
just saying that's what we were using as an example.
That was an example.
And the stereotype of a Walmart worker is they don't make a lot of money.
Can I ask you this question, and then we can wrap it up if you want to? You go into the Cheesecake Factory, right?
Mm-hmm.
You with a bunch of guys, and you having dinner or lunch. The waitress is gorgeous. I mean, the one of the most beautiful women you ever seen in your life. She's serving you.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of give you that twinkle. You know, sometimes you get that twinkle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the wife gave you when you was at the place or whatever.
Yeah.
If this girl say something to you and she's a waitress, drop dead gorgeous, and she said, you know, just give you that eye, because she worked at Cheesecake Factory and she's a waitress, you wouldn't give her a chance.
I never said that. I would give her a chance. Now,
But
my first
What's
initial
the difference between a waitress at Cheesecake Factory and a dude
they make
stocking,
lists. They make
stocking
lists.
At Walmart?
I didn't say dude stocking at Walmart. I said a dude that's the cashier at register.
Hey,
I thought the cashier made more money, don't they?
Hey, but listen. Back to your question.
Okay, go ahead.
If she can't, my first.
All right, we got to wrap it
even
up.
About the money.
Exactly. My initial thought is going to be
money.
Attracted to her. I'm attracted to her, right?
Okay.
After the attraction is there and the conversation starts, if she sparks another interest besides the one I initially went at her with, then we can talk. Now, her job doesn't matter. My thing is, I'm not going to go through there, see some chick with six holes in her ears ringing me up at Walmart. I'm not finna get with her. She's not finna be my wife. Period.
Thank you, dude. For
well,
real.
You already married, so you off.
So I can talk. I can talk trash, boy.
You can talk trash anyway.
Thank you. Thank y'all for stopping by.
I'm out.
I'm
gone.
We're gonna wrap it up.
I ain't even getting smoke, dude, man. Gone. I'm taking it with me.
Let's take it with you. And Junebug ain't gonna bark. Oh yeah, Junebug.
Junebug, get me up out of here, boo. Get me up out of here.
I appreciate y'all stopping by, and close the gate when you go out.
I'm let you slick.
I'll let you kinfolk.
All right, Pam.
Peace out, folk. Tiffin, I love you.
Me too, slick.
I got a job at Walmart, too.
Hey, Walmart dudes is like, oh, Lord.
Yes,
I know. Y'all going to have Walmart hating us.
We sorry,
I'm
Walmart.
Sorry, Walmart.
Y'all make money,
I'm just
man.
Saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I was talking about the mentality.
Examples, man. Examples.
It's all about the mentality.
All right, now, I just want to go ahead and let the lawyers listeners know we are redesigning the HM3 Inc. website, and please go to hm3inc.com, and we actually got our bios up. SRT Crew is a tab. Please go to it. We also got a new Twitter handle.
You gotta put my Walmart employee.
We also got a new Twitter handle. Please hit us up on Twitter at SRT_crew. How about that?
And like the Facebook page.
Absolutely. We actually go turn the page into a group, or we go add a group so we can get some more discussions on this, because this will be hot. You know what I'm saying? And stay tuned in June for the newest project under the HM3 brand, Slick Money, for better for worse.
Yeah, we're going to have some mall cops or something. Keep the peace.
We need top flight security.
Yes,
top flight security.
Top flight security, Chris.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all on the hood. We couldn't even get to the email bags because we just kept running on.
Man, it was hot today.
We'll get to the
mind blowing up.
We'll get to the email bags next week. But for now, I just wanted to make sure y'all understood what was going on. HM3Inc.com, please visit. It's being redesigned as we speak. Shout out to my girl Shavonda doing her thing.
What up, Shavonda?
Yes,
what's
sir.
What's up, Shavonda?
She actually said she wanna come on the show and
come on.
Well, she want to come on Slick Money Show.
Uh-oh. That's what's up. I need to have her.
She say she's writing a relationship book.
I got to have her.
Nice.
I got a relationship book.
I told her, you come on our show, you're going to be adding some chapters.
Absolutely.
Yes, for she real.
You're going to be adding some chapters to that book, boy. Don't wrap it up yet. So I ain't got no shout out. Mr. Okay. Roosevelt Flanagan birthday is coming up next week.
Happy birthday, Roosevelt.
Got to give Roy a shout out next week, man.
Did you have a good birthday?
I did. I had a wonderful birthday,
that's
man.
That's what's up.
Ran into a multi-millionaire.
There you go.
Nice.
We like them.
Yes, sir. He just came over. Saw some black guys.
Dang.
Wow.
Me, Kadante, just chilling. He just came over.
That's what's up.
Said, what's up? My name is King. What y'all doing here? Y'all like to hang out here? We say, yeah. He say, that's my man's birthday. At the end of the day, he say, there's $100. Happy birthday.
That's what
do
I'm
your
talking
thing,
about.
Baby.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying.
This one I'm saying. Attraction is what makes things work. It ain't what the people do. It's what you do to attract what you get.
That's what's up.
So I ain't going to get off onto that, but I got to start this back over so we can get up out of here.
Yeah, let me get my shout outs. Who going first?
Yes,
go
D-Will, hold on. I ain't got no more shout outs, but I want to shout out. I do want to shout out to y'all, man, for making 26 episodes, the thing.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We got two more before we be professionals.
I want to give a shout out to my crew, man. K9 Gang, man. Cloud9 Recording Studios. We got some real young cats out there, man, in the rap game that's doing some stuff. Jabron Last Name, Deltoy Muhammad, Lil Nas, Rick Star. We on our way. We out you.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to my namesake. His birthday will be March 1st. Stephen II. I call
Happy
him Diddy.
Birthday.
Happy birthday,
Diddy. Happy birthday, Diddy.
And you all know him. My 2-year-old will be 3. Boogie's birthday
Boogie.
Is the 2nd.
Hey.
Braylon Patrick Hancock.
Boogie.
The Hancock
Boogie.
Boys.
Shout out to my boys. Love y'all.
Handsome boys.
All right, you already know I got some shout-outs. I got to shout-out my number one groupie, Mr. Big D Holland. I got to shout-out my number one fan, Mr. Paul Too Tall Potter. Hope you get out of the hospital soon, baby boy. I got to shout-out my boy, Glenn Irwin. Thanks for the support. I got to shout-out the homie, Tory Banks. I'm ready for that cruise, girl. Let's get it. And my boy, Michael Crawford. Thanks for supporting the SRT show, y'all.
Way to go, Tiff. I got a shout-out all the way in Mount Pleasant, Texas. Miss Sydney goes to Hearts Bluff Middle School, killing them in all sports. MVP basketball. All
right.
Want to give you a shout-out, Sydney. We love you. Grandmama said, what's up? Miss Chris Ann, giving you the world. Do your thing. Don't forget Uncle Slick on the Slick Money Show. We're going to bring you on the show, baby. Keep dropping them dimes. No, that's what's up. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to my favorite crew, SRT.
Uh-huh. For sure.
That's yes, what's up. Happy birthday, Harold. Sorry we didn't do nothing. We'll get drunk later.
Yes, sir. I'll bring some scrippers for you.
Some scrippers?
Shout out to Donna, too, from the Seattle, Washington area. She rocked the
Shout
SRT.
Shout out to Donna. She stay rocking with the SRT crew. I love Donna, yo.
Yes, my sir. Baby mama. What's up, Donna?
Yes, sir. So, all right. We about to get up out of here, baby.
What?
Boogie! I'm headed home, baby.
The Jewel of Sports is leaving the building.
Peace out. This is Slick Money. Be good. Go to somebody's church Sunday.
Bama.
Yes, sir. Thanks again, BC. I love you. Thanks for the conversation. I'm motivated more than ever now, baby. SRT HM3, and we out of here, baby. Episode 26 in the book.
See you.
Peace. Peace out. God is good.